possessed by the devil is not very fun, you know. It's not fun being crazy. Crazy's not fun. That's why I stay on the opposite end of the stick. Possessed by the devil. I guess I could have competed with the Exorcist girl. I could have competed. Yeah, I thought I was possessed by the devil.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's
five, what... 4 or 5 years old?
No, I looked like a little boy in hospital pajamas, but I was 18 years old, but I looked like a child. And I was screaming my head off that I was possessed by the devil, punching out the walls of the quiet room and the windows and everything, trying to get out because I was possessed by the devil. That's what the trip told me and everything. And it makes me identify when I see those straitjacket pictures. Of course, I was punching out the wall, tied me down to the bed and everything. Yeah, so that's what happened and everything. That was pretty scary. You have to endure, not just to look at those pictures and see the character suffering in the straitjacket, but I identify what that feels like and everything. You know? I identify with that and everything, Susan. I understand. I mean, if it's really been that bad for you, then you would spread the message about how good of a job you're doing now and everything.
I
mean, I would like that. I mean, I would literally like those pictures. I would literally like those pictures, Susan. Literally like those pictures. Screaming my head off. I was possessed by the devil.
Some people never come back.
Yeah, I was told that. Some people never come back from that. And a lot of people, we know people like that. We're halfway in and halfway out and everything and stuff, you know, and everything. Yeah. A lot of my psychology is still swimming the English Channel, Susan, but I'm getting to the other side a little bit. It's happening a little bit. Just getting to the other side a little bit, you know. I can see a horizon. You know, the sharks are chasing me, but I'm getting to the other end and everything, so... By mistake, when they overdosed me on lithium. Then I was screaming my head off even louder, I think. This second psychosis, this second psychotic break in 1991 was worse than the first one, because this one was strictly 2.8 level of lithium in my system, and I had toxic mania. Toxic mania, they overdosed me by accident. Up real bad. I flipped out. Oh boy, I had mania, toxic mania. Oh, it was,
My levels were off.
Like crazy levels were off. I saw everything happening flying in front of my eyes, tripping out on the television set in the day room, and, singing and reciting Beatles and Rolling Stones lyrics, harmonizing and doing doo-wop concerts in the quiet room, walking around naked, and sometimes they let the door out and I get out naked. And I walk into the lady's office completely naked, and then she's a social worker, and I walk into her office naked with no clothes on. I remember these tripped out things that happened and everything. It wasn't fun though, it wasn't much fun. I'd much rather go to the beach with my brother and cook spaghetti dinners than trip out in psychosis. So tripping out psychosis seems to be like, but I don't think that mental illness is such a gas, you know. I'd rather have fun otherwise, being going to baseball games or hockey games, being a tripped out mental patient. The anxiety level of being in the tripped out psychosis for me was no fucking fun. But that same anxiety level was what motivated and empowered my fuel me to get out of it too. I didn't want to stay there very long. I didn't, you know, future past Ozzy Osbourne trip when I was a bad and naughty teenager and everything, you know. Being possessed by the devil is not very fun, you know. It's not my cup of tea. You know, it's not fun. It's not fun being crazy. Crazy's not fun. That's why I stay on the opposite end of the stick.